I do deliveries for my local Papa John's. I'm in college, so this is just one of the few jobs I could choose from. A few of my friends work here too, but we're all delivery drivers, so even when we have the same shifts, we don't really see each other. Anyway, this happened to me last December while I was picking up some extra shifts before Christmas. This night, it was snowing a good amount, making deliveries take longer than usual, while also getting more deliveries than usual. I was never too stressed about work, though having to go non-stop for hours on end was definitely not as enjoyable. At 9:30, I grabbed my next set of orders to deliver and got in my car to get the directions up. I had two orders, and the houses were just 5 minutes from each other, but they were both pretty far from the shop. They were 15 minutes away, which was more like 25 minutes in this weather. The first part of the drive was normal, but then it began taking me toward the less visited part of town. The houses here were older, and most of the shops in the area had closed. Nobody ever came around here unless they lived here, because it was so old and just wasn't up to today's standards. After 20 minutes of driving, I pulled into one of the neighborhoods and drove down the road toward the first house. The road was very bare, no cars parked on the side, and most of the houses kind of looked empty. Once I got to the first address, I parked on the road and walked up to the front door. A kind old man answered the door and paid for the pizza. Then I went back and set the directions for the next house. It was in the same neighborhood, but I realized as I drove that it was taking me deeper into the neighborhood, to the point where there were less houses and more space between them. By the time I got to the address, I couldn't see any other houses around. It was just trees surrounding the area. Again, I parked on the street and walked up to the front door. I knocked and waited patiently on the porch. It was pretty cold out though, and the snow making my clothes soaked wasn't helping. Finally, after a minute, the door opened. It was a middle-aged woman who looked like she'd just woken up. Her hair was messy, and she had tired, emotionless eyes.
"I have your order here for two pizzas,"
I said, holding out the boxes and giving her the total to pay. She took the boxes and placed them on the table next to her, then told me to wait a moment for her to get cash. Another minute went by before they opened the door again. She started sifting through some cash, counting it slowly and trying to add it all up. There was definitely something weird about her. It's hard to pinpoint what it was exactly, but everything she was doing was just very odd. Then, as if she wasn't struggling enough on counting the cash, she started up small talk with me. Normal stuff, like how my day was and all that. I responded politely, but it was just really weird, like she was stalling. At some point while she was talking, I looked back at my car just to distance myself from the uncomfortable situation for a moment, but I was quick to see a man standing right next to it. He was looking in the windows and doing something to the door, but when I looked back at the woman, her face had shifted into anger. I figured it all out too late though, as she reached out and grabbed me, then started yelling to the man by my car. He turned around and started sprinting towards us as the woman tried to pull me into the house. I pushed her away and broke free. Then my instincts took hold of me and I sprinted into the trees. I could hear the man's heavy footsteps crunching in the snow behind me all the way through the forest, until finally they started to fade away. After 2 minutes of sprinting, I stopped to catch my breath. Luckily, the moon was lighting up the forest enough for me to navigate through it and back to one of the streets in the neighborhood. I called 911 once I got service, and after 10 minutes of waiting in the cold, an officer arrived. Another patrol car went to the house, finding the man outside in the act of trying to break into my car. To keep things from dragging on, basically the motive was likely due to the couple running out of money and resorting to robbing my vehicle. The whole distraction was so that the man could rob my car without me ever knowing. But since I saw what he was doing, it's not really clear what they would have done. Maybe they would have just let me go, but it's obvious I would have reported them, so I don't think it's likely they would have. I'm just thankful for getting away unharmed, and for being the first victim they tried it on before getting arrested, and never having the chance to do anything to anyone else. This was just last winter, in early February. I was driving to my next DoorDash order. I was a bit tired, as I'd been driving for the last 4 hours, and it was almost 12 a.m. After this one, I was definitely calling it a night and heading home, as I was worried about getting sleepy on the road, especially with all the ice and snow. I was driving down a fairly empty road, though. It was a side road that connected two of the main towns in our city, but there was a 5-mile stretch that had nothing. No buildings or houses or anywhere to stop. As I was driving down this section, I don't really know what happened, but I just got hit with a wave of tiredness that made me lose focus on the road for just a few seconds, but that was all it took, I guess. I hit a patch of ice and slid toward the side, and although I fully woke back up at this point, it was too far gone. I tried to steer back onto the road, but my car just slid straight off and into the small ditch between the road and the woods. It wasn't a bad crash at all, since the snow lightened the impact, but it still made me a little shaky, and I knew right away that it was going to be impossible to get out of this. My car was stuck on the incline of the ditch and in thick snow. I didn't even bother getting out to try and see how bad it was, though I did test my luck at trying to maneuver the car to get some traction, but if anything, I just made it worse. In the middle of trying to figure everything out, I noticed a car's headlights down the road. At first, I thought it was just a car passing by, but after a few seconds, it was clear that they weren't moving. Someone must have just been parked down the road with their headlights on, which I found to be a little unnerving at the coincidence of it being on this long, empty road. They weren't close enough to have stopped to try and help me, but they weren't far enough either to not see my headlights. I pulled out my phone and called my dad, knowing he'd still be awake and hoping he'd be able to help me. I'd never been in a situation like this, so I really didn't know what to do. He said he would call roadside assistance and then drive down to wait with me. I thanked him and felt relief knowing he would be down here in just a few minutes. I looked back out on the road, looking for the headlights from the car I'd just seen, but now they were gone. It was too dark to see anything that far without light, so I didn't know if they'd driven away or were still there and had just turned off their lights. It started to creep me out the more I thought about it. I kept my eyes down the road, not looking away for more than a few seconds as I began getting paranoid. It was something about the silence as well that made it more uneasy, only hearing the wind outside my car and nothing else. Then, after 3 minutes of waiting, I saw a figure walking toward my car. He was down the road, coming from the direction where the headlights had been. I watched him as he slowly made his way through the snow, getting to just about 15 feet from the front of my car. Then he stopped. He stood there in the snow, facing me, but not moving. I couldn't see much of him as he had a hoodie covering his face, but the way he just stood there in my headlights started to terrify me. After a moment, I honked my horn softly a few times, just to let them know that I was in the car and that I could see them. They still didn't move or acknowledge me, but just as I was pulling out my phone to call my dad again, the man turned around and walked away, disappearing down the road. I still called my dad to let him know about this really strange person that was out here, and he said he was just a minute away. I stayed on the phone with him this time, and only 30 seconds later, I saw headlights turn on down the road and begin moving toward my car. Once they were right across the road, they parked and turned off their lights. I couldn't see over the ditch, but I heard a door open as I yelled through the phone what was going on. But then my dad's car pulled right in front of my view and screeched to a stop. I heard him yell at someone as they got back in their car and sped away. They didn't come back, but my dad said the guy was holding something in his hands that looked like he was going to break into my car with. Everything went okay after that, though, and the car ended up not even having much damage to it. I'm not sure what was about to happen that night, but I know I'm really lucky to have not found out. I do Uber Eats on the weekends, and sometimes on days when school is out. This happened just a couple weeks before our school's holiday break. It was a Friday night, and I didn't have any plans at all, so I figured why not make a few bucks instead of being bored and laying around the house all day. I started driving and set up the app to start getting orders. It wasn't snowing out, but it was really cold and windy, and there was still a thin layer of snow on the roads from earlier in the day. I think it was 6 p.m. when I started, and I did a few orders before I got one to pick up from a nearby Burger King. Once I got the food, I checked on the app where I was going. It was clear at first that it wasn't a house address, but when I zoomed in, I was a little more confused to see it was at the corner of two streets, looking like maybe a gas station. Although finding it to be unusual, I clicked begin route and started driving over. I didn't think it was anything bad, I just thought it was going to be an awkward interaction since I'd probably have to find the person in the parking lot and give it to them directly. Usually I never see the customers and just do a quick drop off. As I got closer and drove up to the intersection it was at, I saw that it was a gas station that was right in the spot the directions were taking me. The gas station itself looked normal, but no cars were in the parking lot. I pulled in and parked in one of the spots at the back, then stayed in my car and tried to look around for anyone. The app should have let them know that I'd arrived, so I was expecting someone to be out here waiting for me. But even after a couple minutes, nobody was here. I sent a text through the app, just letting them know that I was in the parking lot and waiting for them. Then I got out of my car to see if I could get a better look around. The whole intersection was empty. No cars were passing by, and all the stores across the street seemed to be closed for the night. The longer I stood out there, the more unsettled I got. I checked my phone, still seeing no response from the customer. I was just about to get back into my car before a truck pulled into the gas station. They passed the pumps and drove right up to me, parking just a couple spots away. It was an older, dark red pickup with tinted windows. The first thought to come through my head was, why would they order for delivery if they were just going to end up driving here anyway? I'd thought before that maybe they were a worker at the gas station, or were just hanging out here for some reason, but now this was far more suspicious than it already was. The driver door opened and a man stepped out of the truck. From one look at him, he had a very disheveled appearance, like something you'd expect from someone living on the road. Even his clothes looked dirty, stained, and torn. As he got out, I held up the bag with a slight smile, but the man didn't even look at it. He kept his eyes locked on me as he approached, and something struck me, giving me the feeling to get out of there immediately. I set the bag on the ground, and almost right away, the man started walking faster as if he knew I was going to leave. I got in my car and started backing out just as the man got up to my door, but then he ran right back to his truck, leaving the food on the ground. As I left the gas station, I saw him back out quickly and start speeding toward the exit I was leaving from. I floored it, going through a red light and just speeding down the road until I got to where more cars were, The truck tried to follow me for a minute, but then turned away. Once I was safe, I called the police, but really nothing came of it. In the heat of the moment, I never even thought to check the man's license plate, though thinking back, I'm not sure if he even had one. I don't know what he was doing, or what would have happened if I didn't leave when I did, but knowing that I was so close to finding out is still horrifying.